Hello, friends. Welcome to the Seed Pod for Kids. Thank you for joining me today as we spend time with our friend Jesus. Spending time with Jesus is the best way to start your day. Let's begin our time together praising Him. Do you know what it means to surrender? It means to stop resisting and to submit to authority. We have a whole pack of dogs where we live. 3 dogs are our own, and the other 8 dogs are our neighbors. Our neighbor dogs think that they live on our property too. And so we'll go out late at night and their dogs are all sleeping next to our house or under our car. Out of these 11 dogs or so, there is one top dog. He's the one that calls the shots. He makes sure that everyone follows his commands. When they don't, look out. He will attack the dog that's not going along with his program until that dog submits or surrenders. The dog will roll over on its back and show its belly and be completely surrendered to the alpha or the top dog. This hymn is all about surrendering our life to Jesus. Now, unlike the alpha dog in this pack of dogs where we live, Jesus doesn't force us. But did you know that letting our life be what He wants it to be is the best place we can ever be? Giving up our control or our ideas to follow Jesus and His ideas, that is true surrender, and that is what'll ultimately make us happy.
Take my life and
boys and girls, we're going to talk about shadows today. Do you know what a shadow is? Or what comes to mind when you think of a shadow? Well, we're going to talk about that a little bit because shadows are in our story today. Before we get started, we always pray and ask Jesus to come into our hearts as we spend time studying with Him. Lord, come into our hearts. Please give us your wisdom and your understanding. You have said in James that if anyone lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach. We pray for wisdom, and we thank you that you will give us that wisdom as we learn and study today. In Jesus' name, amen. When I say the word shadows, what comes to mind? Some people might think scary things, scary shadows. Other people might think coolness. When it's really, really hot, and you are walking around, what do you always look for? A shadow, maybe the shade of a tree, the shadow of a tree to sit under. When we go for walks out here on the desert, there are some big bushes. They're juniper bushes. And as our dogs are walking along, they get really hot and tired, and the sand's probably pretty hot on their feet. And so they always go and try to find the shadows of these juniper bushes so that they can lay in and stay cool. Have you ever played shadow tag? It's where you run around and instead of trying to tag a person, you try to tag their shadow. So it's like you step on the shadow. It's kind of fun to do. Or have you ever taken your hands and made shadows on the wall to make different animals or different shapes? Can you touch a shadow or can you feel a shadow? No, you can't. But it blocks the light, right? So then you can see a shadow. If there's no light, do we have a shadow? No, but if there's light, is there shadows? Yes. Well, Jesus was showing his power through the wonderful miracles that were happening. Can you imagine people being healed as Peter's shadow fell on them while they walked past? Did you know that? Peter didn't even have to touch them. It was just his shadow going over them that would heal them from their sickness, from their diseases, or maybe their injuries. Let's look at Acts chapter 5, verse 14 and 15. Acts chapter 5, verse 14 and 15. Acts is the fifth book in the New Testament, so the Bible is divided into two parts, the Old Testament and the New Testament. The New Testament starts with Matthew, and Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John all tell different people's stories about Jesus, different perspectives about the life of Jesus. Then we get to Acts, and Acts picks up when Jesus goes to heaven. It talks about all the different things that the disciples, or now they're called apostles, what the apostles would do. So we're going to read Acts chapter 5, verse 14 and 15. Chapters are the big numbers. Look down for those little numbers to verse 14 and 15. We read it last time, but we want to read it again today. Acts chapter 5, verse 14 and 15.
And believers were increasingly added to the Lord, multitudes of both men and women, so that they brought sick out into the streets and laid them on beds and couches, that at least the shadow of Peter passing by might fall on some of them.
So the sick would just lay in the street hoping that Peter's shadow would cross over them and that they would be healed. Did Peter or the other disciples, did they ever brag about the power that they had? No, they knew that the power of Jesus through the Holy Spirit was what was doing these miracles. It wasn't something they did. God was using them to work miracles. Well, the priests and the rulers were furious. They were so mad. They decided that the disciples must stop telling the people that Jesus had died as the real Lamb of God and that he was now alive again. They were like, that is enough. We cannot do that. That is enough. We cannot allow them to do this. It's like a forest fire. One little spark can start a fire, and if the wind is blowing and the conditions are just right, it can take off. Well, these disciples were sharing the message of God's love, and the message was taking off like wildfire, and the priests wanted to stop it. They didn't want the disciples telling the people that Jesus had died as the real Lamb of God, that he was now alive again. They were afraid that the people would turn away or turn against them, and if they didn't stop what was happening, oh, they couldn't even imagine. They were going to lose all of their power and all of their authority. So what did they do? Let's look at verse 17. What did the priests and the rulers decide to do? Acts chapter 5, verse 17. Acts chapter 5, verse 17, and we're going to read 18 too. Acts chapter 5, verse 17 and 18. Here's what it says.
Then the high priest rose up, and all those who were with him, which is the sect of the Sadducees, and they were filled with indignation, and laid their hands on the apostles and put them in the common prison.
They put the apostles in prison. They put them in prison, and then they decided that they were going to figure out what to do with them and what their next plan of attack should be. Here they are in prison, but did they decide that they were going to stop telling people about Jesus? No, they didn't even think of doing that. All they knew is that this message was burning in their hearts and they needed to share it. Jesus had warned them that the priests and the rulers would try to stop them from working for him. But they weren't afraid. Jesus had suffered for them, and they were glad to suffer for him. Something happened in the night that made it so that the priests and the rulers were very confused the next day. Look at verse 19 and 20. What happened in the middle of the night?
But that night an angel of the Lord opened the prison doors and brought them out and said, "Go stand in the temple and speak to the people all the words of this life.
An angel of the Lord came, and what did he do? He did an action. He opened the doors, and he brought them out. And then what did he tell them to do? He told them to go stand in the temple and speak to the people. Did he get them out so that they could run away and hide? No, he got them out so that they could go and share the words of this life, so that they could tell the people the words that would bring life, that would bring happiness, that would bring joy. How do you think the disciples felt about this? Do you think they were scared? Or do you think they were brave and bold and they went forward anyway? I think they were brave and bold. You know, sometimes we get in trouble for doing what is right. Have you ever gotten in trouble for doing the right thing? Maybe you stood up for a kid who was being bullied at school, and then you got in trouble for it. There are times when we can get into trouble for doing the right thing. I think of the story of Daniel. Daniel was told not to pray to his God for 30 days. Was that a good law, a right law, or was it wrong? It was wrong. So Daniel stood up for what was right, and he kept praying to God anyway. And what ended up happening? He was thrown into the lion's den. Do you think that he might have been a little bit afraid? Maybe, but maybe not. He knew that what he did was right, and he kept his eyes on heaven. Even if he were to die here on this earth, he knew that if he was faithful to God, God would give him a heavenly reward. He would live again with God in heaven. We need to remember, boys and girls, that even if we get into trouble for doing what is right, God is always with us. He will help us to stay brave. And even if bad things happen on this earth, where do we have a special reward waiting for us? In heaven. You're right. Let's pray that Jesus will help us to be faithful today and that we will do what is right, even if everyone is against us. Dear Lord, we want to pray for your power, for your boldness to do the right thing no matter what. Even if people tell us that it's wrong, help us to do what is right. We love you. Amen. All right, we have our memory verse song. Do you remember what it is? We ought to obey God rather than men. No matter what, we want to follow God, even if it goes against everything else, and we stand for Him and what is right.
Acts 5:29. We ought to obey.
Bible story material used in today's devotional podcast has been used with permission from My Bible First. If you would like your own copy, please visit My Bible First at www.mybiblefirst.org or call 877-242-5317. For more information about this program and others like it, check out the description below.